NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
It's the Eye on the Illini podcast series, and a very special guest today, Mike Pearson. He's a former sports information director at Illinois, and if you follow his stuff on social media, this guy is like a Big Ten historian. I mean, he has got just some great perspectives. Mike, welcome to the show.
I appreciate it, Larry. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to talk with you. It's been a while since you and I have seen each other in Champaign. Let me start with, tell everyone kind of what you're doing right now with your website and the things that you're involved in.
Okay, well, I'm now 8 years retired. My last job, and I live in Oxford, Ohio, so that's the home of the cradle of coaches. And so Miami University has a lot of football history here. So when I stepped away, I knew I had to stay busy in some way, shape, or form with the sports world and sports history, because that's what I do. That's how my brain is programmed. So I decided that, well, let's put together a website that folks can kind of have fun with. And my two specialties are my former employer, the University of Illinois, and my alma mater, Michigan State. So I have considerable trivia bouncing around in my head that I have either experienced personally or have seen through the years, and I've studied it pretty extensively. In writing my book, Illini Legends, Lists, and Lore, back in '96, it really tuned me into all the personalities that have made up this great university at University of Illinois. And so we've kind of triggered that and made that part of this website, which is called sportsll.com. So the L's stand for Legends, Lists, and Lore, sportsll.com. Folks who have Illini ties or Michigan State ties or just sports ties, I think we'll have some fun hearing some voices that they haven't heard, seeing some videos of historical nature, and learning some little known and maybe irrational trivia that I come up with every once in a while.
It's a great site. Now I admit that my brain is wired like yours is. I'm a trivia idiot. Or as my wife might say, I'm a trivial idiot. One of the two, but either one, I'll take that. And it is really neat to go through and to I think to understand really. It was a neat experience for me. I was at the Nebraska game, a few weeks ago, and it was my first time at Memorial Stadium to see a football game. I've been there for other events, but to see football in 30 years. And I spent some time after the game just walking the halls and remembering what it was like to first walk in there as a teenager on a tour. I just think there's just great history, and it's fun to kind of get a feel for those people who have come before us and how the sport was viewed and reported on back in the day.
Well, there's a long history. Of course, it all dates back to 1890. Really didn't get going until about the Bob Zupke years when he showed up in 1913. And then this guy from Wheaton showed up named Grange and kind of put the University of Illinois on the map in a huge way. I mean, it was national news. You know, of course, the newspaper was the primary vehicle of media in those days. It became kind of a drawing card to the University of Illinois. And I really credit Red Grange for helping the university grow to the status that it enjoys today.
Yeah, no question about it. And of course, his statue now outside the stadium there in what is now Grange Grove, that was not around back in the day. That's fairly new, or in my 30-year hiatus. For those who may not know, tell us how homecoming began. It started right there at the University of Illinois.
It was accredited in 1910. A couple of alums decided that, you know, they wanted to see their friends again. And so they invited them, and then their friends invited others, and it turned out to be a pretty good gathering that very first time. So, you know, we're talking about 111 years ago, and so homecoming and Illinois are synonymous.
Yeah, it is. And let's for everyone who listening today, remember, there were no smartphones back there. Back then, there was no internet. So there was no Facebook. So this was how you got a chance to get together. You know, Mike, the university, I think, has done a great job of really embracing and telling that history. I recommend anyone going to a game at Memorial Stadium to go in early or stay late and just take some time to just walk through. There's it's almost like done like the mural. There's almost like a museum of the great players through the years, the names like Grange, or even, you know, Buddy Young, who was the first star African-American athlete, really around the Jackie Robinson days. Am I getting this right? Like mid to late 40s?
It was in the mid 40s. Yep. Buddy Young was this little twerp of a guy who stood no more than 5'5". I got to meet Buddy back in the 70s. And I was just shocked at how small he was. However, he had the quickest feet going in those days, and he could get around the end and make some big time yardage. But you talk about the history. If anybody goes to the University of Illinois, certainly you see the columns up above. They need to make a trip up there and understand why that place was built. It was built as an homage to the Illini students and faculty who served in World War I. And George Huff, who was the director of athletics in those days, decided, you know, this was going to be a legacy for those individuals. So there's 183 columns upstairs in that big hallway. And so I really encourage fans to go up there and just get it's a special place that makes one understand, you know, what's really important. You know, these are people who gave their lives in time of battle. And you know, the stadium, of course, is approaching its 100th year. We're in our 98th year right now. So in 2023, it'll be a centennial celebration. And I know the U of I folks are creating a plan right now to help make that a special year.
And that will be, and you're right, to go up there, you know, I think the only thing compare to that would be the similar columns at Soldier Field in Chicago. But that stadium, with the new stadium being built, and they've kind of lost their designation because of that, you go up there to the colonnades, and it's humbling. It sends chills in my spine every time I'm up there to see that. And just to your point, to remember why this was built. It was not just a football stadium to replace Illinois Field. It was a cathedral to honor those who had served.
And then Mr. Grange, of course, had to put it on the map in 1924, October 18th, 1924, against Michigan. The first several times he touched the football, he scored touchdowns, and that made him a legend for all time. I got to meet Red on two different occasions, And, you know, each one was really a special time. You couldn't meet a more humble person. You would have never known that this guy was big time headlines in the 1920s, but he retained his humility and he was such a kind person as well. So, you know, the University of Illinois is made up of individuals, many selfless people. There are some egos, there's no doubt about that, but Red Grange definitely was not an ego-driven person.
Talking with Mike Pearson here, the former sports information director at the University of Illinois. Mike, I know you still follow the program. Help me out with this. I'm not trying to put on rose-colored glasses, but I do see some improvement with this team with each week, each time they step out, even though it doesn't show up in the the win-loss column.
Well, there's been marked improvement over the last 2 weeks. Again, that second game was a shocker for many people. Many people didn't realize how good UTSA is still. They just won another big game this past weekend. But the last 2 weeks, you've seen a significant improvement in the defense. Again, with a little luck and some a little more skill, perhaps this team could be 3-0 in the Big Ten at this point, and people would be talking instead of complaining. So, yeah, again, as we discussed before we went on, this is a program that has been in the basement. And so it takes a while to climb the stairs and get up to that top floor. But I don't think that there is a better person to be at the helm right now than Brett Bielema. He's seen success. He knows what it takes. He's learned under the masters, you know, the Bill Belichicks and he was with the New York Giants. So, he's been able to take the best of his time. You know, he's experienced some downfall as well at the University of Arkansas. So he's used to that. I would just encourage University of Illinois fans to keep the faith. You know, this is a tough time. And yeah, we could have very easily won these last two games, but there are brighter days ahead, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so. Tell me about, and this is one thing too that, and I've said this before here on the show and on the boards on IlliniGuys.com, and I'll keep saying this because I really do believe it, that you have to change a culture. And I've referred to the movie Moneyball, that Brad Pitt was so fantastic playing Billy Bean, and he walks through after a loss, walks through the tunnel, and he hears music going on at a party in the clubhouse, and goes in and destroys the boombox and throws the bat and tells Jeremy Giambi, get off the table, stop dancing. And he pauses and there's dead silence. And he says, that's what losing sounds like. And he walks out there. Not to say there's partying going on in the Illinois locker room after loss. I'm not saying that, but I'm not sure if, because of the history over the last 30 years of this program, I'm not sure losing hurts as much as it needs to. And that's part of the culture change that has to happen. You don't have to agree with that, but tell me what you experienced back when you were here and the program was enjoying some better days.
Well, in my second tour of duty, I was here in the 70s. So the University of Illinois was my very first job from 75 to 79. And you know, Bob Blackman had some talent, but that was the days of the Big Two, Little Eight. And so, you know, Illinois didn't really have much of a choice in succeeding in those days, because, you know, Michigan and Ohio State were loaded. So we flash forward to my second tour of duty. I came back in 1989 to Champaign, and we had a pretty good coach there. His name was Makovic, and he inherited some good talent, including a quarterback who went on to become the number one pick in the NFL draft. And, you know, we enjoyed some really great victories in those days, including 5 in a row against the Ohio State Buckeyes, 3 in a row in Columbus. So, you know, I got to enjoy some of the real highlights during that second tour of duty. My favorite people are the linebackers of that era. You know, we called them the H boys.
Yeah.
Holosek, Howard, and Hardy. And then there was also this guy named Rice, I believe his name was.
He wasn't bad.
He was a pretty good player too. But we had the great pleasure of having two consecutive Butkus Award winners in those days. That didn't happen very often either in college football history. You know, with Dana and Kevin, and those were teams that weren't exactly big winners. Dana's team was 6-5 and Kevin's was 5-6, but they had personalities and they understood what we needed them to do in terms of publicity and promotion. And they were, I have nothing but great memories of my time at the University of Illinois.
Yeah, those were some great times. And to your point, but again, it took the years of Mike White building that. To your point, handing it off to John Makovic and having some continued success individually as well as with the team. You've already kind of addressed in terms of that you believe that the best days are ahead of us. What's one other? Tell me this. I'm gonna leave with this. Anytime I talk to somebody, there's always something that I feel like I leave on the table. What's one thing about your experience with Illinois or Michigan State or in the Big Ten that you think maybe people aren't aware of? There's just that one tidbit that you throw out there and people say, I didn't know that. What is that?
Oh, that's a good question. Pretty loaded question.
It is, isn't it?
There's a lot of different ways to approach that. I think that people have to understand that the characters that have gone through the University of Illinois on the athletic field have made some pretty impactful statements in their later lives, you know, in terms of politics. Let's talk about the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Did you know? You know, he was a freshman football player at the University of Illinois.
And most people don't know that. Played quarterback.
And was a very good player, but had some academic issues that he had to deal with. So I would say the thing that people need to study more is what happened to these great Illini stars after they left University of Illinois, the impact that they made on the world and the legacies that they established.
There's a great culture there that has gone on through the decades and generations. And you're right. It does continue. Hey, great answer to a very difficult question, but I knew you could handle it. Mike Pearson, once again, the former sports information director, University of Illinois, some great background on this amazing university and this great athletic program as well from your time. Once again, the website is sportsll.com. Be sure to check it out and learn some trivia to impress your friends.
Also, have them follow me on Twitter at Illini Legends. I think we do things on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and they'll learn whose birthday it is that particular day and what happened in history on that day, and see some photos that perhaps will trigger some memories.
And it's a great follow. Mike Pearson, good to talk with you again. Mike Pearson, former sports information director, University of Illinois. Hey, Mike, let's get together soon. Let's do it again soon. Thanks. Hey, that's it for this edition of Eye on the Illini, the podcast series you can find on IlliniGuys.com and wherever you get your podcast. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun, trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.